Our Lord, in elevating his disciples this day, of course, always and everywhere, gives himself as the model of what he preaches. For when he says that he did good to those who did not love him, he truly could say so, because save for the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Lord went to Calvary for all of us when we were at enmity to him. Even the great Saint Joseph, whose votive mass we offer this day, was at one time in his life touched by the stain of original sin. And so the Old Testament was always a constant building, a revelation upon revelation that would ultimately meet its crescendo in the time of God's mercy, when establishing his church in the world, we have the opportunity to offer all to him, the good and the bad, and most especially those most estranged from him by their sinful practices and their enmity towards Holy Mother, the Church. And so let us always and everywhere strive to take the Lord as our example, who, when we were at enmity with him, did not despise us, but went to Calvary in order to claim us, in order that we could truly be, as he says at the end, perfected as our Heavenly Father is perfect by way of grace. And so let us always be grateful, knowing that we do not do any good without the grace of God. And indeed, nowhere inside the mystical body or outside the mystical body does anything good insofar as it is good, unless in some mysterious way that grace is mediated to them through Holy Mother, the Church. Even the greatest enemy of the Church, who does something that is in and of itself good, even when he does it with a good intention, he does it because of the grace of God. If anything that it is in and of itself is good is done with a bad intention, then the act itself is corrupted. And so we truly cannot do any good unless we do it by the grace of God. And indeed, this is precisely what the Lord meant when he told the young man, "Why do you call me good? God alone is good." And so all goodness comes from him. And so let us strive always, by living good lives, to return to him, and most especially that life by which we love our enemies as ourselves for God's sake. And so we are always seeking to strive to give the example of Jesus Christ, who truly went to Calvary when only one was on his side, the Blessed Virgin Mary. But when he came down from Calvary and was resurrected from the dead, he would go forth through his body, the Church, claiming all souls and kingdoms until the end of time for the Heavenly Father, so that it can truly be said, the Church is the beacon of mercy, the beacon of hope. It is the only institution that in the end shines in this world, and all other human institutions will shine insofar as they come under the sway of Holy Mother Church and her guidance, especially in matters of faith and morals. And every human institution that fails to do this is an institution doomed to destruction, for it can have no good in it because it refuses to be guided by the grace of Holy Mother the Church, mediated through Holy Mother the Church. And so let us truly be thankful this day that the Lord has done all things well, and most especially let us strive to imitate him, who, if the Blessed Virgin Mary is the perfect fruit of a perfect redemption, then Saint Joseph, it could be said, is the perfect fruit of the co-redemption, that in the order of original sin, he has acquired the highest state of holiness, and he is the example that we should all strive to imitate, for his love for the Virgin Mary and for the Christ child is exceeded by no other human being, and so it is a most noble desire to pursue, because as we know, Scripture describes him as a just man, that is a good man, and so worthy of our imitation. And so let us strive to give God glory, who has raised us up and established us in the dignity to be called the adopted sons of God. Let us strive to give him glory by seeking to imitate always and everywhere the virtues of Saint Joseph, who in the order of original sin loved the Christ child in the Virgin Mary like no other human being, and now has his just reward, his recompense, by which he praises his good God for all eternity in heaven.